USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Residents in Beijing cheering as COVID-19 testing booths were removed. Meanwhile, Shenzhen said it would no longer require commuters to present test results to travel. There are signs of China looking to make its COVID policy more targeted amid an economic slowdown and public frustration that has boiled over into unrest. A viral video seen by Reuters showed workers in Beijing removing a test booth by crane onto a truck. The news service could not immediately verify the authenticity of the footage. The body of 7-year-old Athena Strand was found dead Friday, 2 days after she was reported missing by her stepmom. Strand's body was discovered near Boyd, Texas, outside the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Wise County Sheriff Lane Aiken said a tip led authorities to 31-year-old Tanner Lynn Horner, a FedEx driver who made a delivery to the girl's home before she disappeared. Aiken says they have a confession from Horner, who's in jail in lieu of a $1.5 million bond. A price cap on Russian oil that aims to limit the Kremlin's resources and financing its war against Ukraine will go into effect on Monday. The U.S. and other countries, including the 27-nation bloc known as the European Union, have agreed to limit what they pay for Russian oil to $60 a barrel. Even though oil from the Kremlin has been trading for around that much, it's well below the international benchmark, which closed Friday at more than $85 a barrel. Either way, Russian officials not happy about the decision. The Russian embassy in Washington insisting that Russian oil will continue to be in demand. Brazilian soccer great Pelé says he is strong with a lot of hope as he undergoes treatment in a Sao Paulo hospital. Earlier, the hospital said he was still undergoing treatment and remains stable. That followed a report that the 82-year-old three-time World Cup winner has begun end-of-life care after not responding to chemotherapy. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Two Republicans who lost their bid for statewide office in Michigan are planning to run to be their party's leader in the state. Christina Caramo lost her race for Secretary of State. Matthew DiPerno was defeated in the race for Attorney General. Both candidates promoted conspiracy theories about the 2020 presidential election. The chair of Michigan's GOP will be decided at a party convention in February. The federal government is planning to end the public health emergency for Mpox. Cases have plummeted in recent weeks, with just a handful of new infections being reported each week during November, considerably down from hundreds from over the summer at the height of the emergency that was declared earlier this year. Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra said in a statement that the emergency is expected to end in January. The World Health Organization renamed monkeypox as Mpox last month, citing concerns that the original name could be construed as discriminatory or racist. In Hawaii, on the Big Island, people are bracing for a major upheaval. They're watching to see if lava from the Mauna Loa volcano slides across a key highway and blocks the quickest route connecting two sides of the island. Lava is oozing slowly at a rate that might reach the road next week. You can listen to us anytime, anywhere. Our web address is usaradio.com. You can also find us wherever you get your podcast. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.